He was called Tsavo after the place where man-eating lions devoured scores of workers during the building of the railway from Mombasa, Kenya, into the heart of colonial Africa. Tsavo had come from a different lion park than the one where I was working, and it had a troublesome upbringing. I felt sorry for him, because he'd been declawed, and a lion without claws is like a human without fingers. It was incredibly hard for him to eat, and his paw pads were so scarred and calloused that he walked with an unusual gait. His spoor, the tracks he left in the dust, was almost unrecognizable as a lion's. I used to think it was such a shame what had happened to him, and I wanted to make a difference in his life. He was about 3 years old, but he was a big boy for his age. He must have weighed about 180 kilograms, or nearly 400 pounds, and he had a nice full mane.